It's the second Sunday of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulter. The Roman station today is at Santa Maria in Domnica. This is an old diaconal title. The titles, or tituli, were ancient parishes, and this one was assigned to a deacon. It has its origin in a house church, maybe that of St. Ciriaca, a Roman matron who was the helper of St. Lawrence the Deacon, who is so venerated in Rome. It is possible that this was one of the sites where Lawrence did so much for the poor. The present church was rebuilt in the time of Pope Paschal, who died in 824. Inside you see Greek mosaics from that time, the time of Pope Paschal in the 9th century. Paschal is depicted in the mosaic as a tiny figure kneeling at Mary's feet. Mary is depicted as Theotokos, the Mother of God. Paschal was still alive when they made this mosaic, and so he is shown with a little square halo instead of a round one. He is kneeling down to kiss the Blessed Virgin's slipper. Last year, at this time, we were using a spiritual work by Cardinal Richelieu. So this year, I'm turning again to the wonderful Father Troadec, whom we haven't heard on this Sunday for some time. In today's epistle, St. Paul affirms that God wants us to be saints. To the Ephesians, he speaks in even greater detail. God the Father, he explains, chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blemish in his sight in love. He predestined us to be adopted through Jesus Christ as his sons according to the purpose of his will. Already in the Old Testament, we read this exhortation from God himself, "Be ye holy, because I am holy." Our Lord goes so far as to say, "You therefore are to be perfect, even as your heavenly Father is perfect." Perhaps this word of holiness frightens us. We think right away of extraordinary mortifications or spectacular manifestations like speaking in tongues, levitation, the gift of healing, etc. So let us understand well what it means to be holy. It means conforming ourselves, assimilating ourselves to our Lord Jesus Christ. We will be holy to the degree of our resemblance to Jesus. Such is the aim of the action of the Holy Ghost in us, and such is the path by which he will lead us to holiness. This work is carried out progressively by prayer and by the frequent reception of the sacraments, to which we need to join the combat against our evil tendencies and the practice of good works. For us poor sinners, what an honor to be able to attain such good in spite of our native misery. Lord Jesus, I desire to work with all my heart to reach holiness. I understand that, to do so, my life must have a greater resemblance to thine own. And so I wish to draw the strength I need from prayer, as thou didst. And I dare to say the words of St. Nicholas of Fluet, "Take me away from myself and give me to thee." From John Paul II's Lenten Message for 1999. The blessing which we receive in Christ breaks down for us the wall of time and opens to us the door which leads us to a full share in the life of God. Blessed are those invited to the wedding banquet of the Lamb. We cannot forget that in this banquet, anticipated in the sacrament of the Eucharist, our life finds its final goal. Christ has gained for us not only new dignity in our life on earth, but above all, the new dignity of the children of God, called to share eternal life with him. Lent invites us to overcome the temptation of seeing the realities of this world as definitive, and to recognize that our homeland is in heaven.